Shalom, this is very important. I want us to just pay a little attention as Paul deepened in explaining the hurtings and the hardship he went through. And as he talked about his hardship, he also explained and described and revealed his heart. You see, in chapter 1, Paul began, chapter 1 of the 2nd Corinthians, Paul began by talking about the trouble he went through in Minor Asia that was so much above what they could bear so that they could depend on God. He said they had given, they had given up living because of this trouble. But he says God helped him so that he could be able to, he trusted in God and he was able to bear them. But Paul never talked about what troubles they are. He speaks so many other things, but in chapter 6 now, he come to explain, what is this trouble? He began in chapter 1. You see, somebody reading Paul was saying, exactly, what is it that you're saying that you went through so much trouble in Minor Asia? What is it? What did it look like? In chapter 6, Paul is explaining the trouble he went through. So that he says, God comforted me. So this session, that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 1 to 10, we will zero in understanding the in looking at the problem, looking at the issues that hurt Paul. These issues will be divided into three. Number one, we look at those issues that were hurting, those issues that were afflicting, the conflict that he went through with others. The other issues that we are going to look at right now as we read the portion of the scripture is that the issues of lack. He'll be talking about that he went through a moment of lack, a moment of scarcity that could have made him to cut off his life with Christ. But number three, he also be able to talk about the moment of abundance, how God supplied to him. Do you know that both scarcity and abundance can separate you from God? Do you know that scarcity and abundance can also become part of the challenge? Do you know that many people have been removed from God or from connection with God because of prosperity, because of the blessings, unmanaged blessings? Are blessings bad? No. Blessings God's blessings make us rich. They do not add sorrow. But if you do not manage the blessings of God, they can separate us from God. Many people have been separated from God because of blessing and managed blessings. So Paul here is actually talking about his own hardship he experienced as a minister of the New Covenant. He explained his painful experiences to his children, who are already separated from him by the evil impostors. So this session, we will challenge us on what to do and what not to do, why not to do it, in order to minister, to manifest Christ Jesus in the dark world. So Paul wants to manifest Christ in the dark world and to be able to bring his children back and be able to comfort them. So it's not only looking at the new body, to be able to get the new body that brings comfort to his children. Is not only having a new mind today, as we discover the last session, but now having a new ministry, a ministry of being co-workers with Christ. And that's what he began by saying. Look at this. Paul says, as God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. Some people would accept the marvelous gift of God's kindness, but then ignore it. So Paul is saying, If you don't ignore it, you continue to be comforted. We are God's partners. We partner with God. That should give us comfort on earth. Why? God says, at just the right time, I had you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Paul considers today as a day of salvation. He considered that God is able to remove him from trouble. Paul considered that God is able today to hear him. That would bring consolation to him. Or what brought consolation to Paul is that he considered that it was the God was the God of today. It was the God of the salvation of today. It was the God of kindness today. It was the God who would act today, even in the physical bodies. And God would bring peace to him. And then he continues now to give the many things, the hardships he went through. And he says, for we live in such a way that we no longer put stubborn broke because of us. Or we live in such a way that no one will stumble because of us. Can you imagine? Paul says, look, no one among you will be able to be stumbled because of us. Or we do not put a stumbling block in your way. No one will find fault in our ministry. That was Paul's ethos. That is what controlled Paul. That whatever he does, he said, my children and nobody will be able to put, to be stumbled. We will not put a stumbling block in their way because we partner with God. And so he says, in everything we do, we show that we are true ministers of God. How did Paul show that he was a true minister of God? This is so he gave away, he gives some ways. Let's look at a few things that shows that Paul was a true minister of God. He was ministering with God. He was partnering with God. He was not putting a stubborn block in others. So he said, as a true minister of God, we patiently endure troubles and hardships and calamities of every kind. That is a true minister of God. Then he says, we have been beaten. We have been put to prison. These are the pains I have gone through. We have been faced angry mobs. He has gone to mobs that are very angry, worked to exhaustion, endured sleepless nights, and gone through food. We prove ourselves by our purity and our understanding, our patience, our kindness, by Holy Spirit within us, and by our sincere love. We faithfully preach the truth. God's power is working in us. We use the weapons of righteousness in the right hand for attack and the left hand for defense. Oh, weapons of righteousness. We serve God whether people honor us or despise us, whether they slander us or praise us. We are honest, but they call us imposters. We are ignored, even though we are well known. We live close to death, but we are still alive. We have been beaten, but we have not been killed. Our hearts ache, but we always have joy. We are poor, but we give spiritual riches to others. We own nothing, and yet we have everything. So this is what Paul considered to be his life. But with this one, he was comforted. Father, thank you for helping us to understand the dimension of Paul's life. And yet he considered himself as a pure minister of the true covenant. And he did not want to put any stubborn block in the ways of others. Help us to emulate this today in Jesus' name.